The Syrian troops have advanced and laid siege to some militant-held parts of Syria's largest city, Aleppo. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says elite government forces, accompanied by Lebanon's Hezbollah fighters, joined the military to carry out the operations. The fighting is reportedly concentrated near an army base that insurgents captured 2 years ago. Last week, Syrian government forces seized the key industrial area, allowing them to choke off insurgent-held parts of Aleppo. Officials say putting militants in Aleppo under siege is the biggest blow to the foreign-backed opposition since they entered the northern city in 2012. Let's get more details now from our correspondent Mohammed Ali with us live from Damascus. So, Mohammed, what else can you tell us about the situation in Aleppo, a very strategic area indeed?
Yes, Huma, definitely there are significant advances for the Syrian army during the last week in Aleppo, northern countryside and northeastern countryside. There, as you have just said several days ago, the Syrian army was able to take a large area, the industrial zone of Sheikh Najjar, northeast of Aleppo, and this is very important for securing that part of the city when you take the northeast, a large part of the northeastern countryside of it. In addition to that, there were several also other advancements like Anadan, Al-Rahmaniyah and other villages there. What happened just yesterday was that the Syrian army was able to advance further and gain control of a small town called Kafr al-Zghir. However, this is also a strategic town in addition to Tel al-Shair, because the importance of this particular village is that it overlooks some of the areas that are controlled by the militants, and most importantly, an army base for the infantry that is occupied by the foreign-backed militants for over a year now. This particular small town, Kafr al-Zghir, overlooks this army base, which will facilitate the Syrian army's mission of securing it, perhaps in the coming week or two. In addition to that, having the Syrian army expanding in that area is in itself a very important and significant gain, because, as you know, the countryside of Aleppo, the northern countryside and the eastern countryside, the first is occupied by the Islamic Front and the so-called FSA, and in the east, you have the so-called Qaeda-linked Islamic State for Iraq and the Levant. So having the Syrian army over there expanding and gaining more ground is very important for securing the city of Aleppo, and also for inflicting heavy losses on both foreign-backed militants, both armed groups, those that are affiliated to Al-Qaeda and also those that are affiliated to the so-called Islamic Front extremists, particularly Huma.
Right, so we are hearing that the government troops have been laying siege to various areas held by the militants. Is there civilian population in these areas as well?
Well, what we know is that in most areas where that are occupied by the militants, particularly in the villages, the small gatherings in the countryside of Aleppo, not inside the city, most of the civilians are either killed or displaced. There will be some civilians inside. However, they can do nothing because those militants are in control and they have the weapons. So they are in control of the houses, they are in control of the areas. Nevertheless, regarding the situation of the civilians themselves, we know how they are being treated by the foreign-backed militants, whether extremists or Qaeda-affiliated ones. We just know that just yesterday, for example, Huma, we know that in Deir al-Zor, the so-called ISIL displaced over 30,000 people from villages that it occupied, particularly Al-Shahil, just yesterday. And we know that every time they enter a city, they displaced its civilians, they kidnap some of them, and then they loot the houses, if not kill them, based on sectarian bases. Nevertheless, the areas that the Syrian army controls, after inspecting them and removing all of the explosives and mines, always we hear that the civilians return back because security would return back. However, the situation of the civilians, answering your question regarding the situation of civilians in areas controlled by militants, is always not a good situation because they lack food, medical aid, and of course the torture and the kidnapping and killing by the militants to them.
Right, and just quickly before we let you go, Mohammed, we know Aleppo is very important, second largest city in Syria, strategically important for the government to retake. What can you tell us about the balance of power now in Aleppo itself between the troops and the militants? Can we say there's an equal balance of power?
Well, to be honest, no one knows the situation on ground in particular, but what we can say is that the Syrian army has large parts of Aleppo and large parts of Aleppo countryside now after the advances we heard. I mean, just a couple of months during this year, we also know that the Syrian army took control of most of the southeastern countryside of Aleppo, and now the Syrian army just yesterday also took large parts of the northeastern countryside of Aleppo. So you have two areas surrounding the city under the control of the Syrian army. However, it is open to the Turkish borders from the north, as you know, and this is where the militants are heavily present, in the northern countryside of Aleppo, because it is connected with the borders with Turkey. Turkey, the main supporter and the main area, the Turkish borders, where militants get all of their aid from, whether financial or military aid. However, the balance of power, we know, is that inside the city of Aleppo, there are half of the city, if not more, is with the Syrian, is with the foreign-backed militants, and there is also approximately 50% with the Syrian army. But militants in general are particularly based in the old towns of Aleppo, in the old neighborhood of the city, ancient city of Aleppo. And this is where they always dig tunnels and try to reach Syrian government-controlled areas and carry out huge explosions. However, we know that the Syrian army will continue its operations until regaining control of this important strategic city. But we have to always remind our viewers that it is very difficult for the Syrian army to regain control of this town because it is open to the Turkish borders, the main supporter, where they get the main support for them, those militants.
Thank you very much, Mohammed Ali, a correspondent in Damascus there.